Just a few minutes away from what you're doing at the courthouse is Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. Remember that I'm performing this Friday in Olympia at the Washington Center for the Performing Arts.
Fancy.
Probably the least classy thing that they'll have there all year. You can get tickets at uglytickets.com. But before what you're doing at the courthouse, how do you know if your relationship is going to go the distance? Well, you could hire a licensed therapist that might ask you and your partner about your physical attraction, communication, trust, experimentation. The list goes on and on, but unfortunately, on this show, we don't really have the time or energy to hire a real professional. So instead, we're going to bring young Jeffrey in the studio with his latex gloves to give us our exam. Jeff, go ahead and do your thing.
Well, there's a website called Quartz that's making national headlines this morning because they just put together a quick online quiz that uses data from more than 4,000 couples to figure out your chances of breaking up and how soon that might happen.
Okay.
And you only have to enter 4 pieces of information into the quiz in order to figure it out.
Way better than any other online quiz I've ever taken. It's like 40 questions, and now I know that I'm like Jennifer Aniston and Friends.
Exactly. So we're going to give the test right now. We're going to start with you, Jubal, and your relationship.
Okay.
The first question is, how long have you guys been together, you and your partner?
Like a year, almost 2 years.
Wait, year and a half-ish. That's very general.
Is it one or double that?
Year and a half-ish.
Okay, 1 to 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And you are married or not married?
Married.
We all know the answer to that.
And how would you rate your relationship? Would you say it's very poor, poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
It's an exaggeration. We're gonna rate it good.
Okay.
And my family makes more or less than $75,000 a year.
Are we talking about the kids and stuff? They make less. For less, for sure.
But with all the combined incomes in your house?
More,
okay. Ooh, this is interesting.
Whoa.
So the result is, it says, your case is rare. There is not enough data to make an estimate based on your unique situation.
How's that unique?
Maybe try leaving some of the inputs empty and try again. So very inconclusive about the future of your relationship,
awesome,
Jubal.
It's a really good test, you found.
It's great.
That has never happened, honestly. We've tried these a few different ways.
It sounds like it's more like a credit card thing, you know? They always ask about your, like, how if you're married or single and how long you've been that way and how much income. Are you trying to take out a loan or
maybe
something?
This whole time, credit card companies were trying to figure out if you were going to get divorced and if you were stable enough.
Give them a good,
let's try Brooke really quick. So, okay. Brooke, how long have you been with your significant other?
10 years.
Oh, my God.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
10 years.
Yeah.
You are married or not married?
Married.
Would you say your relationship is very poor, poor, fair, good, or excellent?
I'm going to say excellent. For
wow,
sure.
Really?
Okay.
Can't be true.
Why do you not believe that?
It's eye roll.
I mean, it was a very...
My love is deep, all right?
Let's say it's excellent just for the points of this. And do you make more or less than $75,000 a year?
More.
Okay. It says, your results, there is a 1% chance that you are going to break up with your partner in the next year. A 1% chance within 2 years, and a 13% chance within 5 years.
Back off that 13, all right?
So 0%. You better look out down the line somewhere, Brooke. I don't know what you're going to say to ruin this, but apparently you're about to tank this. And Jose, I would do this for you, but you don't have a significant other.
Lovely, buddy.
Maybe you about his ex.
His Xbox.
Xbox.
Yeah, you guys are going to be together for the long haul. Questions there.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, you don't even need worry about it. You and your Xbox are going to live a long relationship.
By the way, when you're asking about money, a lot less. Just for the record. I need to talk to you guys after we get off air.
Yeah, he's just pissed about his salary.
Wait a minute.
All right, what you do with the courthouse is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.